It is now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, the man, Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy.
Manners and respect. How are you, my brother?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Everything is great, man. We got a packed show today, so you know we can be off to the races. I just thank Starcom Network for always giving me opportunity, you know, to highlight certain issues and bring certain topics and awareness to the public. I see you saying some things there, Ollie Corrido, just a bit on one of them.
Okay, the Autism Association of Barbados presents National Heroes Day Awareness Walk on Sunday, April 28th, 2024, from 7 a.m. Starts at Barbados Council for Disabled, heading towards Highway 7. Make right onto Highway 7, continue onto Bay Street, then turn right onto Beckles Road. Turn right at second traffic lights and continue back to BCD. Registration $35 per person, includes shirt, water, and snack pack. Over to you, Sluggy.
Nice, I love that. So you can share a bit of information on that. And I just want to thank Principal, I want to thank Jillian Cadogan for agreeing to come on this evening and share a bit of information with Barbados. I'm extremely certain that so many people will be so happy and thankful to hear this information. And as we know, Jillian, people do want to support. They just want it. They just got to know all the details. You get me? But we don't know what Bajans want. Bajans know the details, they can come out and support. And I know for sure there'll be three people can come out and support. So I want to thank you so much. But I want to give you the pleasure. I know you don't come on this evening to be host, but I want to give you the pleasure of please, I know you got me back. You've been buddy for a long time. I want to give you the
long time.
Yes, I want you to please introduce your colleagues that are here with you this evening. I want you to tell us about the mission. What is the mission for this year, for this month, and what are you doing to continue to spread awareness? So I want you to take your time, Ollie, if you please and oblige me. I want to give them about 15 minutes or so to take their time, explain what the mission is about, explain what are they doing to bring awareness, and are there any more activities besides the one you read out to us? Are there any more activities that Barbados could come out and support? So thank you very much.
To come. Greetings, Barbados.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Sluggy.
Yes, over to you.
Okay. All right. So April is Autism Awareness Month, and we're on. We have Mrs. Limory Jack with us. She is our Assistant Public Relations Officer. Mm-hmm. And we have Ms. Charmaine Walker, who's a member and a parent. Mm-hmm. And right off, you know, education is my thing. So
yes,
we can get educated. People
yes
will ask, is autism? So say straight off, autism is a neurological and developmental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
It means it centers in the brain and it affects all development. It affects how people interact with others, how they learn, how they communicate verbally and non-verbally. So basically, that is autism in a nutshell. A little bit about the association, the Autism Association. We are the main advocacy group pushing this awareness, and we celebrated 20 years on March 13th. And the theme this year for us is Light It Up Blue, celebrating our differences. So, you know, we're going to need you to know what's happening in April so that you can give support. So right now we're going to pass on to Lynn Marie, and she's going to tell you about Light It Up.
And Lynn Marie, thank you here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for having us.
No problem.
We're going to start our month of April when we celebrate our differences by lighting it up blue on April the 2nd. That's the Tuesday coming. And we are basically, well, blue is our color that we wear to support in our autism campaign and awareness. And on Tuesday, April the 2nd is World Autism Day. And with that, we're going to light it up blue. We're going to wear our color blue all day on Tuesday. We're also, Jillian, you can tell me what time Parliament will be lighting up blue in support of autism also.
Sure. Charmaine has that information. Charmaine,
oh, okay.
That.
That's
Charmaine,
fine. So all Tuesday, we're going to wear blue. We're going to wear your bucket hats of any color or your favorite headgear to show you're aware of autism.
Blue is the color.
It affects the brain.
Blue is the color.
Blue is the color.
When you start here,
our theme is lighter.
When you start here, you say, not meaning to cut you, but when you start here, you say celebrating our differences. Did you hear correctly? That's what you say?
Yes.
Well, can you just spend a minute and touch on that? Celebrating our differences, what does that mean?
Sure. You know, we kind of label people and we have neurotypical and neurodivergent and that kind, those terms that we use and so on. But in celebrating our differences, we're recognizing that everybody, whether you're on the spectrum, whether you have a special need, whether you are what people will term neurotypical, that we are all to be celebrated. We are all to be embraced for our differences, because each person has their own talent, they have their own gift, they have their own strengths. And rather than... I guess celebrating our differences is a way of saying we're going to move away from discriminating or just leaving some people out, to inclusivity, if I might use that term, and to just embrace everybody, whether they may have a challenge, they may be on the spectrum, they may have a disability. As you know, we just came out of the month of celebrating disability, autism would fall into that category. So we want to really continue that push and drive of inclusivity, embracing those who may have autism, or, well, as autism is our focus, we're focusing on autism, but really no difference at all. We are here for it.
I love that. Celebrating our differences, Jillian, I absolutely love that. And that's the conversation we need to have until it's normal, until it's no longer taboo, until it's no longer something, oh my God, it's a big thing. You know what I mean? When it's just another thing. You know what I mean? And I mean that in a positive way. I mean, like she said, it's just different. You are not me. I'm not you. That's all it is.
That's right.
So I love that.
Celebration. And basically.
Yes, please. Go ahead, ma'am.
Basically, that's why we're wearing our hats.
Yeah.
You know, it's very simple. The hat reminds us that as a neurological disorder, Charmaine sporting her hat.
She got her hat there, showing off. Barbados. She had colorful enough things.
That's right. Autism has its origins in the brain, and we understand that. We have to understand that the communication and the behaviors and the speech of persons with autism may be different from ours. They may not be easy to understand. Their social interactions may be challenging at times, but we have to be tolerant. They may seem strange to us, you know, and people might even say, well, this person crazy, but you know, we have to be kind and accepting when dealing with persons on the spectrum. So this hat symbolizes the origins and the neurodiversity, but it also symbolizes mindfulness and what is needed from us who are not autistic, from others, the thinking cat, and how we need others to think about and treat persons with autism.
And Jillian, dear everyone, all y'all, what you do, too much of time, but see what she said, all what is expected of us, a lot of time, right? A lot of time is we don't know what is expected of us. You know what I mean? So that's a salient point that you don't touch there. What is expected of us? Because me, myself, I had times I was just ignorant, you know what I mean? It wasn't even being evil. But when I look back now with the education I got, you know what I mean? And the road I traveled, I realized that it was extremely evil in some of the ways I was speaking. And obviously, person take a certain, it wasn't me, it wasn't my immediate family. So I didn't know how I was speaking, or use certain terms, that certain R-words that you won't even use now. I don't even call them words, you know what I mean? And I used to use them words before. Jillian used to use them words callously, like that's being real, not knowing that those terms could be extremely offensive. So thanks for education. Continuing, I'm all ears. Sorry for answering that question.
Okay, so now is gonna launch in and tell us a bit more.
Yes, please.
About the light up blue and all the things you're doing. Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes, Sharon. Let me tell you about this light up blue. You're pretty hot.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm thankful for the education. I'm always excited to learn.
Yes, thank you. And I just, before I start, I just want to recommend you and compliment you for acknowledging that you were ignorant to the fact before back then. I myself was ignorant to the fact too, even until up till I got my child with autism. So it takes time and it's a lot of education, and I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. He's 9 years old and I'm still learning every day about autism. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we want to start on the 2nd of April.
Yes.
We will be gathering at the Parliament Building in Bridgetown at 6 p.m. where we are lighting up, where we're going to turn the blue lights on. Where we're going to turn the blue lights on. And we're asking members, we're asking friends, family, any other interesting persons to come join us. You know, show that you understand us, you're willing to learn more and everything, and get to meet some of the parents and some of the kids. So there's a good time to really acknowledge and see, well, oh, that's the way that child behaves that way. That's why your parent is that way. So that's a good thing. You come down with your blue. If you don't have the autism shirts, come down with your blue. And you see that although our colors is blue, Jillian and Limerice touch on the versatility. I have all a red hat, but I'm still acknowledging the fact that with my pins and stuff. So we just want everybody to join us and have fun and be educated.
Absolutely love it. Continue.
Right. And Saturday now, April the 6th, we would be having our awareness tables where we go to the community, where we have it at Sheraton Mall, Sky Mall, right? And that would be from, that would be from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. Nice. You can come and get your information. You can buy a t-shirt. Join the APB. Register for our, our walk coming up. Walk is coming up. I'll tell you more of that. Donate. Be educated again.
Yeah.
You know, meet the parents, meet the children, and stuff. You know, that's another day. And yes, then please. On Sunday, April 7th, we will give God thanks. Right, we were giving God our thanks and the glory at St. Paul's Anglican Church, Bay Street. Reverend Irma Ambrose, am I right?
Jillian?
Yes, has been wonderful in welcoming us, you know, to allow us to worship with St. Paul's, and we start at 8 a.m.
Right,
so there's so many things going on. There's so many things going on, and those are, we just touched on those three so far.
So Lemarie is gonna
Go ahead, Jillian. Well, no problem, but I want to ask Charmaine a question right quick and before Lemarie. Charmaine,
go ahead.
Why is it important, right, for us to not only have these type of events to drive awareness, but for us, the general public, to come out in, you know, in your professional opinion, why is it important to have these events, and why is it important for the public to really come out? I mean, it's not just a talk shop, because, you know, it sounds good on radio, but why is it important to not only host the event, but for us to come to the event, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it is important because we need you to come out there and actually get the firsthand look at everything. We want you to, I mean, you may not be able to understand it by just the flyby, okay, autism, the behaviors, the differences and everything. You need to come and actually get the on-hand, put your face into it, get up and close and personal to with some of the parents and the struggles that we go through, you know, because it is hard. It is very hard. It is not an easy job. You know, I'm not saying that other parents have it easier, but it is not, it is pretty hard, and it's, and the diversity and dealing with, because Jillian's child may have autism like mine and Lemarie, but they're all three different children.
Correct.
They're all three different children. What Jillian, but boy may like, my son don't like. Lemarie might like it, but then something else, you know, something. So it's so different. It's not like just cooking a plate of meal and putting rice and chicken and pie on the table, because you know, my son don't like pie. You know, Jillian may not like gravy. Right. You know, it's so many different things. So it's good for the public to come out there, because you know us Bajans, especially us Bajans, we talk about things we don't know. And most of the time we talk about it in the wrong and negative way.
Yeah.
Like, and that is what I find. Like, so we need people to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me, myself was too. You know, you need to, we got to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the first thing that would come out your mouth, that church hard ears, or why the parents don't teach the children at home, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as that.
No, it's not. So it's not one thing for all.
Even in the workplaces.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's so diverse.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. Sometimes these children will wake up with the sun in their eye and they're all set for the whole day.
I've seen a child,
they're not participate in an activity because the parent forgot their favorite shirt at home. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's certain things. So we want the public to come out and just get the knowledge. You know, you can't get all in one, but just get the knowledge. No.
Either
talk to somebody, either talk to a parent, either talk to a guardian, either, you know, some of the children talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, just get to learn us, to get to, because autism, I've always known it as a hidden disability. You can't look at any of our children and think, oh, that child is a special needs. You can't. It's a hidden disability and it's on the rise. So we really want people to step forward and to just come out and say, okay, I don't understand this. Tell me about it.
God, I love
it. And you know what's funny?
Yes, please.
There's the old convention saying, what in meet your imposter?
We could tell you.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't know when your nephew, your grandson, your granddaughter, your son, you may have the next diagnosis. So I think it is important for Barbados to be aware, not just of autism. The Autism Association is only one organization under the umbrella body of the Barbados Council for the Disabled. There are many.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of us, our job is to educate. So you need to know, because this information might be useful to you. Personally, at some point in time in your life,
you can't argue that. Right? You can't argue against that, Jillian. It can tell because no one knows.
It can tell. It don't say you and not you. It can be anybody.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we were not educated in the past before that. You have some people now that is middle aged and now realizing that they're on the spectrum.
Yes, it is true.
Yes, if I might interject.
Yes, you may.
Yeah.
I have a friend, and you know, she called me the other day crying. And she has a son that's 31. And she said, Le Marie, I know you're the one person I can call because I don't know if I've ever told you how difficult my son has been to work with. Even she has a business, her son works in her business, and he has difficulty getting along with his colleagues and so on. And she called me crying because she finally found out that he's on the spectrum. And it made everything that she learned, all the traits of a person with autism, when she spoke to a professional, she actually, her son at that age said to her, Mommy, I think I need to get help. Something's not right with me. And they went and saw a professional for him to be assessed. Mm-hmm. And at 31, he was diagnosed as being autistic. And everything just came together for her.
At 31?
31.
Lord, everything came together for her and the family. Because they
never start learning.
Never.
And that diagnosis healed their family. Because rather than thinking this boy is annoying, he's unbearable. Wasn't an excuse anymore. It was a reason. And they were able to cope. They were able to heal, to love and forgive one another for things that were said, to things that were done and so on. And it has helped that family so much. And I really felt really moved. The fact that he recognized he was different.
Yeah. One.
Two, because he was high functioning. And when I say high functioning, I mean you go to school, you learn, you do. But there are certain traits that his family just could not tolerate. They couldn't get along. And that really...
Our time is running out.
I want to highlight the parent event that's coming up. We can talk
so much.
I use that as a segue.
No, I just laugh because Jillian's killed me there. Jillian's killed me there. Ignore me.
That's the educator in her.
I'm using that as a segue to say
that we're going to have a parent education workshop coming up on the 21st of April. Because some parents don't even at 21st of April, Sunday the 21st. The price?
No, there's no cost.
There's no cost. Fully hosted by the Autism Association.
And wait, hold on. They signed before you go. They signed that barbershop come out to for free. All parents. It don't matter if you got. Yes. It don't matter if you got autism trail or not.
We don't have the details yet, so we'll let you know.
We'll let you know, but there'll be a registration process, I'm sure.
But you know here, Jillian.
Just stay tuned into our platforms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like our Instagram page and so on. We will be making some announcements on the details of location and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But this parent, it will be what we're finding. We're just meeting a lot of parents every day, every week that even if we wear an autism shirt, they come at us and say, oh my goodness, I need to know more. I need help. And there are a lot of parents out there who are not getting the help, don't know where to go. We want to just let you know that we are an association that will provide the information you need, the help and guidance, counsel, and so on that you need. And just Julian is pushing us to move it along. So we're going to have our Autism Heroes Walk, because we consider our parents, caregivers, all those who assist in the walk with autism as our heroes. And we're going to use we're using April the 28th, the National Heroes Day, to also champion and highlight our heroes, our autism heroes, and that it will be our Autism Hero Walk. We'll be starting at the Barbados Council for the Disabled. And the route will be, you will see the details in our campaign coming up with the where the route will go, but it starts at 7 a.m. at the Barbados Council for the Disabled on April the 28th.
Nice. Okay.
We're gonna have the pop-up tables in Sheraton and Sky Mall on the 6th, where you can come and register, get your t-shirt and your package for the walk. So come out and support us in that way. We're looking forward to you helping us light it up blue.
Okay. Charmaine, just talk a little bit about our Fish Fry fundraiser. This is not in April, this is in May. Charmaine is gonna say a little bit about this quickly.
Okay. That's Saturday, which would be the 25th of May. That's our fundraising Fish Fry at the NUPW, the headquarters, that's in Dalkeith, St. Michael. And that's going to be from 4 to 10 p.m.
25th of May?
Make sure
25th of May, NUPW?
Yes, please. And then that's from 4 to 10 p.m.
Nice.
We're going to have music by the popular karaoke DJ Alan Agard, complimentary drink with delicious food. That's going to be great. That's good to come out and get to know the parents again, get to know the children, and have some food and drinks and sing a song with us. Join us.
Nice. I love that. And Jenny, of course.
Okay.
Go ahead, Charmaine. Go ahead.
Okay, from Wednesday, April the 3rd, tickets can be purchased at the A&N Fashion, Palmetto Mall, Intermix, Sky Mall, Barbados Council for the Disabled, and from any Autistic Association member at $35. Nice. So come out and hang with us, great time, and just support us.
No, sweet. I love it. Jenny, you can tell us the page. You all got an Instagram page in case we want to DM you or our Facebook page or a number.
Our Instagram page is the Autism Association of Barbados. That's our Instagram page. So you can find us there. Our contact number.
Yeah.
If you want to purchase t-shirts, anything like that. Who has the t-shirt flyer with the contact number?
It's 245.
Right, that's sharp.
0230.
Right.
245-0230.
No worries. Okay. I'm going to be sharing the information all along. And Jillian knows she's welcome back each and every time. Just each and every time she got the link and she got my number. We can continue.
Are you going to get your shirt?
Yes, for sure. We are going to continue training information, and I hope that I can have you guys back next week so that we can further have this conversation. Because as you can see, Charmaine, as you know, I'm sluggy. I got a million questions. You know, you can ask a million questions because they want to, they don't want to know the surface. Because for me, if we could get the information free and then pass it on to my young people, you know what I mean? For me, that's a win. So, like, then we got to pay for it. Then we got to go and labor for it.
We need more like you. We need more like you.
Yeah, just need a few, man. You know what I mean? We need a minimum. Just need a few. And I believe we got more like me. That's a matter of us mobilizing together. Because, you know, sometimes always be doing good in our own corner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I believe they got a lot more. Like, probably need to find better ways that we can mobilize and bring that love together. But we can do it, man. Jillian, thank you
and
so much.
And that's what we're here for.
And you agree to that speed? Upon air, ready? Well, you already say yes? Jillian, you say yes already? Wait, Charmaine, go on.
Yes.
Good. Go, yes. Charmaine, go.
Happy to come back.
Go, yeah. Charmaine. Yeah, sorry.
So I just want to thank you. Senol, our thanks and appreciation. Mm-hmm. For having us on here and to giving us a voice.
My
and
pleasure.
I want to thank VOB for inviting us all. And yes. We really appreciate it. And to Barbados, let us just be there and be present and let the moment to come up and accept us and to join us and light it up blue.
Yes.
Light it up blue.
And like they said, you can find them on social media, Autism Association of Barbados, the Autism Association of Barbados. You can find them on social media. And don't forget Light Up Blue. That is this Tuesday. That's the immediate one. Tuesday, April the 2nd. We for Light Up Blue. We can look out for that. And remember, if you want buy any shirts, tickets, anything, it's 245. Make sure you got your number correct. 2450230. That's it.
Correct.
245. Correct. Again, Barbados Autism Association. 2450230. Thank you so much, ladies. It's my absolute pleasure to have you this evening to share that information. Yes, spreading good vibes to the country. Yes, manners and respect. Ollie, want you can give me a tune. You can give me a tune before you bring your next guest. You want to talk to my next guest about 15 or so? You can give me a tune.
Let's go straight to it, Sluggy, because you're going to run out of time. It's 7:03, so it's probably best we go jump straight.
Good evening. Thanks to the principal and the crew for Autism Association of Barbados. And good evening to my next guest. Good evening, come close to the microphone. Ollie, make sure they have the microphone working. You only see one between them. Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, good. It's on. It's working. How are you? How are you this evening?
I'm very well. Happy Easter weekend.
Yes.
Thank you for having us in the studio today, Sluggy and Oliver.
No, it's same to you. Same to you. Why Barbados and why a music festival at this time?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Priyanka. I'm the founder of Silk Road Music Group.
Yes.
My family live in Barbados. I was living here over the pandemic. I'm a musician, but also a humanitarian worker. So I work in education and youth empowerment a lot. So my offices were closed, so I came and lived here, and I really kind of integrated with a lot of the musicians here. I played, I performed with Kate Kwaku, and really kind of got to immerse myself in the culture, met Tech over here, who's joining us today. And the inspiration behind the festival was we started putting on events in and around Barbados. Mm-hmm. We put something on at the Barbados Museum. But the kind of importance of our events is that they are linked to making a difference and working with community organizations. So one of the first events we put on in Barbados was to raise funds for Jabez House in support of International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And then we realized that actually, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to provide a platform for underrepresented genres as well. So I met some amazing artists that played jazz, that were playing funk, hip-hop, neo-soul. And so then a team of us, a mix of like Bajan and international creatives, we came up with this idea of putting on a multi-genre, a multifaceted one-day music festival. We had our launch at the Sage Bar last October.
Yeah.
Big ups to David Curtin for having us and really believing in what we were trying to do. It was really successful. We brought together about 10 artists. We had live painters. We had fashion. And now all we're doing is taking it to a bigger scale, growing organically and bringing more people on the journey and part of the movement, including Tech, who we are honored to have emceeing one of the areas.
Yeah, one of them.
Well, Tech.
Yeah. Good night, everybody. Your boy will be Tech.
Yeah, yeah, good night.
To Slugging out Oliver.
Yeah. You don't know Tech, it's family. Everybody know Tech.
Shout out to Priyani Silk Road Festival, though. Because
yeah, for sure.
It's definitely, when she mentioned underrepresented genres, it's important to hear that, because Barbados has a potpourri or a great plethora of genres that sometimes don't get the recognition that they deserve. And there's a lot of world recognized quality talent here within this 246 that some people might not know. So Silk Road is an asset and a necessary platform in doing that, exposing the talent, especially from the young ones and, you know, the veterans, likewise.
No, I know the journey, right, Tech? Mm-hmm. So it got to be such a pleasure to see festivals like this in Barbados. You know, many won't know, but you know, these things that heard artists speak about for years that, you know, that they would love to see happen in Barbados, because, you know, sometimes, not sometimes, majority of time how it was is a big soccer artist walk up, jut down, you know, that would get a spotlight, and then like the rappers, the poets, the actors, you know, the actors, the thespians, then people, people that are the sculptors, you know, then people behind. Right. And the people that singing the soca and walking up people up front.
Right.
But now with festivals, like my sister said, you might see a Kweku playing jazz. Yeah, you know what I mean? But and he's a headline act. You got a person like yourself, you know, who's a wordsmith and a rapper and an artist who will be headlining and hosting one. Yeah. Which is quite different to what you're accustomed to. That gotta be refreshing for artists like you to witness.
It is refreshing. I just see it like this. Life is a big pizza. And all of us can get a slice. Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody ain't going to get left out of the do. So the fact that we have a pitch, we got a voice inside the conversation is empowering in itself. And as you say, it's refreshing. But there is a place coming from the indigenous, being that, you know, Waka and Bashment, that is indigenous to us. And we love it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But there's an intellectual side sometimes that might not be, it might be underrepresented, as you said, and as she said, and when you could get the wordsmiths, you know, such as Severs, Sun Rock, you got my guy XO Jumpo there, you got Lagoon Weavy, people who more use words in a different kind of way to evoke a different side of the personality,
which is necessary, by the way.
It's all necessary,
because we need to tap into, like, we ain't got, me and me to get too deep, but we gotta tap into every side of us creatively.
Yeah, man.
It is important that we
but
do
Sluggy,
that.
But Sluggy, I talk about a little bit, right?
Easy.
You use a word earlier that I did not know, which is salient, and then you actually went and Google it while you was there talking. So you told the lady it was a salient point or something like that, right? And it was like, what? I'm going to see what the salient thing is. man. And it means noticeable or important.
Even then,
there's a desire for the human brain, my brain, and a lot of brains out there. We just need to be exposed to the opportunity to learn and learn from one another. And Silk Road does that. Even the fact of, from the name is a connection, is bringing cultures together by ways of a network. So that. This is part of the network.
Bringing cultures together by a way of a network.
Yeah, man.
I love that. Go ahead, Ollie, go ahead.
What's lucky, you know?
Please.
Man, I went to poetry last week Thursday, and I met Priya Devani, who's here with us now. And she's the founder of Silk Road Music.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an event that's coming off next week, Saturday. And I visited the location where it will be this week with Priya and the MCs, with Ruby Tech and the rest. It's going to be at Sweetfield Manor next week, Saturday, from 12 until 1 a.m. More than 30 artists. So this, you know, I had to message you, Sluggy, because in meeting Priya, and then hanging out with Ruby and Sun Rock and the rest of the people, I realized this is an extremely positive thing.
When you tell me, wait, she called me, and we speak, and she said, the theater, you have a thing. Yes.
Man, I know who you are, but, you know, Barbados, I just want to tell you, you know, this is a very wholesome event next week.
Come on, man.
We grew up in a time where there has something called the St. Lawrence Music Festival.
Yes.
And everybody's been complaining, saying, man, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
This festival is going to be absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So much Barbadian talent, so much to do.
At the level that the act is, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I would encourage everybody to come on out.
I absolutely agree. Ma'am, I can ask you to come in now. How do you go about choosing the talent, and why did you decide to have the talent so diverse? Because you see, it's not just one thing, you know, it's not just like a reggae thing or a jazz thing.
Yeah.
I can see some of everyone, and the artists so different in their own right. How did you go about choosing that, and was that intentional? Did you want the festival to look like that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it didn't even feel like I was choosing, because I met these artists just by going to concerts, by playing with them. You know, I'm a trombonist myself, so I love going to gigs. I love all types of music. So a lot of these artists...
You played trombone?
Yeah, I played French, right? I always like playing with trombone players. Nice. Well, come to our jam session. We've got an open jam at the festival too.
Well, come to mine and bring a horn.
But no, the inspiration, it was literally meeting a lot of these artists. And then I realized, I was like, okay, why don't we all come together? As Tech has been saying, this is all about connections. And, you know, we've not been able to put this on without the support of so many people, right? So this has not been competitive at all. This is all about collaboration.
That's the beauty here. That's what we love about it. And not a competition, just a festival.
Exactly. So we've got an area with, it's called the Acoustic Stage, which we're going to be running in partnership with Sofa Sounds Barbados. So they already put on gigs here.
Yes.
We've got a fashion show. We've got poetry, as Oliver said, live art, exactly. But we've got different organizations and initiatives that already exist in Barbados that we're bringing together to run different elements of the festival.
Sure. I got big up the organizer and the brainchild behind this. Pre the scene that she got a million galaxies in her. And her brand going on at the same time, and all of them orchestrated well. So it's a harmonious existence. So she knows exactly what's going on. She knows where she wants everyone in place to be the most efficient and effective that they can be. And we just following the instructions.
I like that tech. Follow the genius behind it. Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. But it needed, you heard all this spoke about like the St. Lawrence Festival. Yeah. But let me tell you, like, years ago, like, you got, like, festivals where it won't be as diverse as it is now, but you got festivals with different things. You might got a kite who's, like, a soft rock or rock, you know? Then you might got a melody man who's hardcore reggae. You know what I mean? But it would be diverse. But people have been calling for it, you know what I mean? I know you've most certainly delivered. You got something that Barbados can come out to. Is this an event that the whole family can come to?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's family friendly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's family friendly.
And the surroundings, immaculate. You've been a sweet thing,
man. Beautiful.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you know it can be a real chill thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be chilled at the beginning. Do come early. It starts at 12 o'clock. Yes, everything will be kicking off. But then we've also got, we really want to integrate sound healing and like mental health, right? Because for us, that's a really, really important cause. Yeah. And so we're going to be having kind of massages, sound healing, holistic therapies as well going on throughout the day. So if you do, if you're feeling overstimulated, there's going to be also a chill out area where you can go.
Nice.
You can listen to poetry. You can do some storytelling. There's something there for everyone.
And give us the start time again.
12 p.m.
It's like they're working the end to hear all of that.
Yeah. Because when you spoke about the live art, you know, that's something different to witness at a festival, you know, art being created live. But then pre-mentioned, sorry, pre-mentioned the designers, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is something that we would also love to see, because mm-hmm. we all, like, for me, I would like to see people love a Raj Paul design, or love mm-hmm. a BNH or a Crochet, yeah. like how they love Jordans or yeah. Nike or Tommy yeah, Hilfiger, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's being real, because it bode well for us, you know what I mean? If a Ruby Tech Clover Lane get real big, it can be no, it can be good for everybody because they can put the spotlight on where it's from.
Sure. You know what I mean? Speaking of Raj Paul, we was at the one of the pop up events that they had Thursday night at Surfers Cafe. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Albert Olton. He was fully outfitted by Raj Paul that night. So it was like, yo, Albert look fly tonight, boy. I wonder why. And then they look at the pants and thing, and they see the little insignia, and it was all Raj. And Raj is a big part of this festival. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, I'm glad to call your name, and he's a part of it. Yeah. But pre, those things are important. When you link all the arts together, so you have like drawing, painting, life art, and then you have fashion, which is art within itself, and then you have music and poetry. Those arts are important to link together. But for you, why is it important to bring these arts together, and especially with the humanitarian work you do, how does it all tie together?
And I know, Sluggy, you work a lot in education and youth, and you know, my first job as a teacher was a teacher. Mm-hmm. I was a primary school teacher, so for me, creating
primary school teacher,
yeah,
she's a strong woman, boy. Let me tell you, boy, but look at you, different tech boy. Primary school children is such a challenge. Yeah, it's such a challenge because then you're in children's life so important. You know what I mean?
Most
important part of a human being's life, it does. Formative years,
totally. And I think that's what really really drives this, you know, why do we do these events? But actually we see them as festivals with a purpose. You know, we're committing a percentage of our profits already to local Bajan charities.
Nice.
We're doing more than that by trying to do workshops and arts workshops with local community organizations. So we've signed a partnership with I Am a Girl. They're a Bajan girls education NGO.
Love that.
And we've already had some of our Silk Road artists, from Chris Irie to Larix to Lee Phillips to Neil Waith, running workshops with these girls. And so, you know, I Am a Girl have been really, really great. And they're one of our charities. We also want to, you know, really support environmental and marine conservation charities. So we've been in talks with the Barbados Environmental Conservation Trust. And then finally, we've just signed a partnership with Equals, and they're again a Bajan diversity inclusion charity. They're providing a lot of safe spaces for marginalized
youth.
And so they're on board, and that's what we're kind of really, really driving for here.
It's like we've been talking a lot, so I just want to tell Barbados exactly what this is. It's a Silk Road Music Festival, Barbados, Saturday the 6th of April, from 12 p.m. until 1 a.m. Sweetfield Manor Boutique Hotel in Bridgetown. One day, over 30 artists, 3 stages. I'm going to give you a quick rundown. You've got fashion with Raj Paul, Junior Seely, Bajan Cherry, Eno Crochet, Earth Angel Collection, and Chicago. You got visual arts with Zora's World, Obsidian Arc. Am I?
Obsidian
Arc. There you go. Shane Eastman and the artists Chris Irie, Lagoon Wavy, Father Phillips, Chan, Risa Garnes, and Daniel Medford, Shanta Prince, Sivers the Third, Two Irie, Kashida Dotton, Ace Clark, Larix, Black Rose Supreme, Lee Phillips,
nice.
Sonny Meraki, and the Elevate the Band, Jesse Foster, Haynes Music Group, Kweku Jelani and the Omoli Revelation, Aaliyah, David Curtin, Neil Waith, Ayana Adu, Marley Curtin, XO Jumpo, Jacob Lason, Maya Celestial, Fiesta Latina, and DJ Eddie, The Breaking Point Band, Hashim Durant, Jeff Kirkwood, Albert Olton, Sunrock, Ascent of Kemet, Dio the Poet, and of course, Ruby Tech. Listen, I could have talked for 10 minutes. There's so much going on in one day, Barbados. You've got to come and check it out.
It's true.
No, listen, Tech, why is it important for you to see us the public come out and witness this event. I'm putting you on the spot for anybody to give me a fair performance because it's up to them. But I know the confidence I have in the cast that I heard for sure. Certainly, cast I heard for sure is all highlight acts in their own right. So for you, as an artist yourself, why is it important that, you know, people come out and bring out the family and support an event like this?
There's an old adage that it takes a lot of different people from different walks of life mm-hmm. to create and to make up the world. And as we were saying, like, the indigenous sound from Kropova, Soca, Bashment, that's one aspect, but there's another aspect that is equally as potent, and that is the aspect which we represent. You know, it is like everything is not one dimensional. There's a three dimensional tenet to the entire fabric of life. And being that you have the arts from the live art, you got the fashion, and then you have the people who more use words in such a way to illustrate not only just jump and wave, but
mm-hmm.
to dig deep, to tell stories and evoke memories and situations that you might either want to relive or you might either want pacified. We are the people to speak for that hemisphere of life. You understand?
Listen, right? When you say that and you put it like that, right? This is something that we should support for sure. And I like when you got a cast or an event that also paint a positive picture, because you can tell by the type of artists they are that it'd be a good positive evening. You know, this yes. artist that Ollie just mentioned, even down to DJs, you could salute people personally. Like
yeah.
Black Rose Supreme, you know what I mean? Black yeah. Rose Supreme really about music. Black yeah. Rose Supreme really about art. You got like Chris Ivory, you know, and Neil Wiff, these kind of names, yeah, man. Yeah. Cause she the dotting these
people. You got Shanta on there too.
Like this, yeah, boy. People that's brilliant. David Curtin himself is David Curtin, absolute legend. You know what I mean? Sure. Anywhere you want, spin it. Not only local awards, international awards, you know what I mean? Jamaican award, David Curtin, yeah. absolute
but,
legend.
Go. I have one. Well, I have refrained from saying it because when you touch on the international aspect, you don't necessarily want to have to say that to validate an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, being that yes, our family has ties to Barbados, but there's mm-hmm. someone from outside who recognizes the quality
yeah.
of the artist here.
Yeah.
And each of us from Sun Rock, Shanta, I know Lagoon Wavy himself, mm-hmm. Father Phyllis had immense recognition, immense recognition outside. It lets you know that sometimes we are underappreciated here in Barbados. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But there is an instant recognition of quality when we step beyond these borders. And Oliver was telling me he saw me at the Poetry Barbados.
Yeah.
The last edition, and how fiery the performance was. I was telling him that part of the fire was that I had messed up in the beginning, and I needed to intensify the level so that it would, you know, kind of take that blemish out. But he said he didn't even see the mistake. I said, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons why I performed how I performed, from doing your show, mm-hmm. from when we was a thing, IV,
yeah.
to different locations at Bar Cutters,
mm-hmm.
is that I step outside Barbados since 2008. Mm-hmm. I have been performing outside. And facts. Adversity was, some of people thought we was coming to do R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And we was Bajan boys coming to do hip hop. And when we heard that the fellas wanted us to do R&B, we was like, nah, then when we come here, we send you the music. So when we intensify, the crowd give us the sign off, like, yo, y'all fellas mad, wanna rough. And whenever I left Barbados and I represented Barbadian artists that did not have all the resources but had the talent,
mm-hmm.
people would always give me the same sort of respect and approval. So when they left and they come back, people say, so how was this, the outing out there, how did you like when the music? I said, the same as since 2008. It never changed.
Mm-hmm.
It never changed. People just want good vibes, good energy, and you have conviction in what you believe in, the words that you're saying, and you're portraying the people, and they give you the same love.
Sorry. Listen, right? I have been watching you perform outside for quite some time, and heard you speak about the experience before, and it let me say that it almost feels, I have to say, spoke about the international recognition. But it should be, but being from here should be good enough. And you are absolutely correct. And Pri is, that's part of the reason why you start using the word local and use the word homegrown. And because you feel that, because we feel like Tech was saying, like, you know, like, based on artists, you know, everybody know me, like, I don't play no other country music.
Shout out to your song homegrown.
Yeah, manage and respect, but you don't play no other country music, you know what I mean? I travel a lot because of work, and work, like, no, just came from Chicago, and with the youth from Chicago, and listen to their music, when they get their Tech, only thing that's letting them listen to is beer business. You know what I mean? And the man loved me so much for that. That we man was doing too. The man would let me listen to people from their community. So he realized everybody be proud of where they're from. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like festivals like this could help drive on that message a little more.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not your job, but it's so thankful that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Just be honest with you. You know what I mean? It's not your job. It's not your responsibility. But I'm sure I could share these sentiments with Tech that it's so thankful you're doing it, because we need to see ourselves there. You know what I mean? It's important, especially as an artist, especially some young artists. We got to see ourselves there on a big stage, big festival stage, people coming out and support. You need that. And like, cause when you're speaking about conviction, that way conviction is coming from that.
You need to believe. But I mean, I don't want to sound like a preacher to the choir, but Sluggy has been a champion and a pioneer in creating platforms for artists. Also, the unheard artists to get involved and to showcase the talents. Even right now, you're here doing it. So you don't know. Yeah,
Putting earphones. Yeah. No, pre managed bigger to Blackman and Gallup. On the inside passing through. It's 2 trillion we got today. Can you put any trillion on the spot before we left? It's 2 trillion we got today. Today.
So far, yeah.
Oh, good. Listen, pre. Silk Road Music Festival. Please tell Barbados, where is this location? What time again are you starting? And how if we can purchase tickets or pay at the door? And I just want to tell you again, and you ain't saying goodbye, because Tuesday want you come through with me for 95.3. Let's tell you that point here now. Because you know me, Tech, this and they got blast on as much stations as possible.
It's true.
You know, a music festival with so many Bajans, and all you could get see Bajans in the light like this. You could see a Bajan like a superstar on a big stage. Like, you can't do this once. So, I don't know if you got a plan for Tuesday, but you put you, Tech laughing. But I don't know if you got a plan for Tuesday, pre, but you put you on the spot. Tuesday, you got to come and hang out with me on 95.3 at 6:30 p.m. But before you go, please share the information of this event. And if you're locked on now, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. we can hear lots more information and probably give you a one ticket also.
Thank you. Well, okay, so this is the Silk Road Music Festival. It is happening this Saturday, April the 6th at Sweetfield Manor Boutique Hotel on Britain's Ridge. It's going to be starting at 12 o'clock, so come early, and we'll be going all the way until 1:30. There's something for everyone at this festival.
Three stages, Bree.
Three stages.
Love it.
25 plus artists, cross arts, fashion, live acts, DJs. Music, sound healing, tattoos, come on down. And this isn't the only one. This is going to be...
You said sound healing?
Sound healing, a sound bath. Yeah, come and have a bit of...
We get everything. Yes, exactly. No problem. We get everything. Thank you so much. Silk Road Music Festival is coming off this Saturday, April the 6th, is at Sweetfield Manor. And... Please come out and support. But like I said, tune in to Hot 95.3 Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. That's our sister station, so we can mention up on air. Pre agree to come back Tuesday and have a chat with me on 95.3. You agree?
My pleasure. Well, that we're Thank talking you about. Very
good.
Much.
Good. And you ain't gonna move. We want you to hear these children. This one here looking at me real nervous and frightened. And Ollie again straight in with the kids here, Ollie. That's begging. Good. Good evening. Good evening, sir. Come forward and wait. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Holder.
Michael Holder?
Yes, please.
You the singer?
Well, this is my first time joining Calypso.
First time? Mm-hmm. And you said big, I'm about to come here on a microphone. Tell Barbara's your name again, man.
My name is Michael Holder.
Michael Holder, that sounds like a big name. Michael Holder, so you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You sure, you know your song already?
Yep.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's the name of your song?
The name of my song is Potholes and Burst Pipes.
What?
Potholes and Burst Pipes.
That's not very bashy. Did the bash one sort of?
No, it's clips. So. Well,
you can give it a piece.
Alright. Ready?
What? Are we talking about somebody recording? Sorry, Ollie. Thank you, buddy. Go. Don't worry, Uncle. Go ahead.
It was COVID, ash and free storm. Things happening out of the norm. My concern as a child, you see, is what the problems in this country. School open today, close tomorrow. Maintenance for no guidelines to follow. Now there's no smoke and termites, dangerous potholes and burst pipes. And that's only verse one.
Hold on, let me borrow this microphone, Ollie. Cause this little mummy background, playing she telling the cat, only give you, don't give you no more. No, not to the this mummy background. That's your mummy? Mm-hmm. Oh, that your manager too? Mm-hmm. That your manager as well? That's your manager as well? Mm-hmm. Well, she told say yeah. Tell your name. Listen, all jokes aside, sir, I love it. He come with confidence. He walk in here, pretend he nervous. When they tell you come for it, he play he nervous, and then get up on the microphone. My name is Michael Holder. I sing his song. I love it. Great job with the kids. Tell Barbados when this competition coming off, sir. Please let them know when the competition coming off. Where would it be held? And how can we, the public, come call if he's singing like this and we just gain him a taste, you know what I mean? And my mouth biting sore. I know what to expect because he was all smooth and few pro. Let tell us the information.
All right, good evening, everyone. My name is Mr. O'Neill from Blackman Gallup Primary. Now, the show will be held at the Blackman Gallup Primary School in Stable Grove, and it starts on on the Saturday 6th of April 2024, and it starts at 5:30. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to be there, please come early, get a seat, because it's going to be burst.
Yeah, last year had a good crow.
Yeah, that was
so, and yeah.
This year's going bigger.
Yeah, no, for sure, I expect it's going to be bigger, because last year had a good crow this Saturday, and it started at 5 p.m.
5:30.
So for one of the Beijing's, 4 o'clock, Saturday, Blackman and Gallup Primary School, 4 p.m. You see, you got another little one here. We could get a little piece from she before we go. We could get another piece from her.
Go ahead, Mark.
Good evening, ma'am. Come to the mic. Lord, don't for she. Good evening.
Good evening.
May I ask your name, please?
Kamal Phillips Carter.
Kamal Phillips Carter, are you a contestant in this competition?
Yes, please.
How old are you?
7.
You old enough to be competing?
Yes.
What? So what is the name of your song?
Save It For Later.
Save It For Later? Oh, you know any of the song? So we could get a little piece?
Yes.
Well, in your own time? When you ready?
I'm ready.
Sing something for me. You nervous? Give me a little piece. Just want a little piece.
So cute.
Yeah, yeah. You can give at least, you know the chorus? Give me the chorus.
S-A-V-E. Say something for you and me. Mm-hmm. Go tell mommy and daddy. S-A-V-E. Let's tell all that. S-A-V-E. And that's your future.
That we talking about. Get your age again. What is your age? How old are you?
7
years old. Sir, what was the youngest child in this competition?
I'm 6.
Huh?
6.
6, and what's the oldest? 11?
11, right?
Yeah. 6 to 11, yeah. And all competing together. What I admire about Blackman and Gallup, the competition, is how you're able to put that as one show, display the different age groups, and it still seem like one show. You ain't seem like, all right, them, and then them. It doesn't seem like that. How were you able to achieve that? You just got these children practicing real hard. You be showing that these children, you just carry the 2 drills, run the ring pasta.
No. Go ahead,
much. The only...
Come.
The only time that he would shout at us, well, not Mr. O'Neill. Mr. O'Neill doesn't shout at us at all. Children here. Because we have a singing teacher.
Uh-huh. And singing teachers be strict?
Well, not exactly. The only thing that he gets strict of is the part where you have to, what was it exactly? Is where you, reason one, you can't just run wrong the stage like a madman going so, yeah, and then, yeah. And then also, you can't be backing the judges because then no, the judges can feel that you don't want to sing to them.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Ollie, right? Ollie, sorry, right? You can let the teacher ain't know, right? Anything, but listen to me, right? It's so important, right? Because I judging Barbara. This is Barbara's in Oily and Catty Bag. No, he's one of the judges, right? And what I hear, and
what you're one of the judges,
yeah, like but here, this here, but Ollie will know this with me. But what I hear, right? Yeah. What I hear is I judging the competition and somebody backing me. Who judging you? And how old are you again?
I am 11 years old.
Good. And the next thing is just running about the stage. Then you got an assemblance. You know, that another thing he mentioned. Like he's 7 years old. These children seem sharp. He said it was your responsibility. And who's the other teacher name? Give the other teacher some love. The singing teacher.
You know the person very well.
Me?
Yeah.
Who was your name?
Sarge.
Sarge? Oh, big up Sarge, man. That's my buddy. Me and Sarge is all the crop over ambassadors together. We do Junior Monarch together. So big up Sarge.
I don't forget it also. Mr. Nichols also too.
Mr. Nichols, no problem. Please tell them again where the competition will be. And before you go, I just want to ask you again if you could pass your Tuesday and let the people of Barbados hear more about this competition. You could bring the children. Mm-hmm. It's our sister station, our brother station, 95.3, Tuesday at 6:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to give the youth another opportunity for more Barbadians to hear. Because you know me, yeah. I want to spread the word. So please, again, I'm ending the show with you, children. Thank you so much to Barbados. Please come out and hear me sing. To Barbados, come out and hear you sing.
Please come out and hear me sing Barbadians.
Yeah, go.
Please, can you hear us sing?
That's it. She's so cute, Ollie. Sir, sorry. No, what, go. Let us know where the show is, what time it's starting, and what's the price.
Okay, it's starting at, it's at Blamnangola Primary School, which is located in Stable Grove of Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting at 5:30 p.m. and is on the 6th of September, 6th of April, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 6th of April, 2024.
Look, listen, yeah. he ratchet though. Ollie is on the 6th of April, 2024 at the Blackman and Gollop Primary School in Stable Grove, Christchurch.
That's right.
And the time is starting for Barbadians is 4:30. For us, 5:30. Blackman and Gollop Primary School this Saturday, but you all, before you go, Barbados, make sure you tune in 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, 95.3 FM, if you can, where it will have these children on again, where they will have more time. And when the girls sing again, because a different crowd. Sir,
thing, go. We have the tickets are available at the school. They are $15 for adults and $5 for children.
Oh, no problem. I can record a video before we go to pull that information. Look, they tell you sign up, so say a quick go.
Oh, that the age range, the children will be 3 to 11 years old,
uh-huh.
And the adults will be 12 years and older.
Well, good. 3 to 11 years old is children, Ollie. Adults is 12 years old. Thank you very much. Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme.